This is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
And I'm Alex Cohen. Here's something to think about when you're emptying your wallet at the gas pump this weekend. An entrepreneur in Pennsylvania says he has the cure for high gas prices. He wants to fill your car with fuel made from coal. But environmentalists and others aren't entirely convinced. From member station WHYY, Joel Rose reports.
The coal industry in Pennsylvania is a shadow of what it used to be. Here in Schuylkill County, about 100 miles northwest of Philadelphia, huge piles of leftover coal and rock fill the valleys. John Rich stands at the foot of one of these giant piles, cracking two black rocks together.
This is all potential feedstock.
Feedstock, as in food for the gasifier. Rich's family has been mining anthracite coal here for more than a century. Now he wants to harness the energy trapped in these piles of rubble by building the first plant in the U.S. to transform coal into liquid fuel.
See, look, it's partial shale and partial anthracite. These are the type of stuff that was thrown away, but now we can make it into electricity or we can gasify this. We can crush all of this.
Rich says coal-to-diesel plants can produce clean-burning diesel fuel while at the same time reducing the country's dependence on foreign oil.
If we can show the offshore suppliers that we can produce quality products cheaper, it's not going to be a seller's market forever. The implications are huge.
But so is the price tag, $800 million. So far, Rich has had trouble putting the financing together to build his demonstration plant. He's one of about a dozen developers trying to bring the technology to the U.S. Environmentalist Mike Ewalt says the reason Rich is having a hard time raising money is that coal-to-diesel plants aren't really as clean as promised.
In terms of the emissions, they're actually worse than conventional oil refineries. They're almost twice as bad just on global warming pollution alone.
Mike Ewalt is the founder of the Philadelphia-based Energy Justice Network. Another reason investors might be worried, says Ewalt, is that tougher emissions standards are coming. But a new generation of cleaner coal-to-diesel plants will get built, say energy experts. Robert Williams is a researcher at the Princeton Environmental Institute in New Jersey.
Coal-to-liquids has a very important potential role to play in addressing our energy supply security challenges. But if we're going to do this, we have to do it in a way that is responsive to climate change concerns as well.
And there's the rub. Williams says new coal-to-diesel plants should use the latest technology. For one thing, they should capture and store the enormous amounts of carbon dioxide they would otherwise release into the air. For another, Williams says they should mix coal with renewable biomass, such as wood or grasses, when they make fuel. John Rich's proposed coal-to-diesel plant in Pennsylvania wouldn't do either of those things, at least not right away. But he says it could down the road.
We can displace the waste coal with other hydrocarbons and drive the CO2 yield down well below what we get from petroleum. And this is all homegrown.
That argument doesn't persuade environmentalist Mike Ewalt.
There are cleaner, cheaper, and safer ways to get off of foreign oil through conservation, efficiency, and electric vehicles that can be powered with wind, rather than try to use the dirtiest possible option like coal-based liquid fuels.
What really scares Ewalt is that the technology might take off. He says that would mean a lot more coal mining, an environmental disaster for places like Pennsylvania and West Virginia. Coal may not be the perfect energy solution, concedes Princeton's Robert Williams, but under the right circumstances, he says, it's not that bad.
It's not a sustainable solution that would last for thousands of years, but it could last for a century or even a couple of centuries, and that's pretty good.
According to the state DEP, Pennsylvania alone has almost 28 billion tons of coal left in the ground, enough to make plenty of cheap diesel fuel. For NPR News, I'm Joel Rose.